Now, if you don't have access to the halls of power, but you still want some inside stock information, you might find it on Twitter. Johann Bohlen is a professor at Indiana University, where he studies the links between those brief messages sent out on Twitter every day and various social indicators, including the direction of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And he made the discovery after asking his graduate students to collect millions of tweets and analyze them, not for the financial information they contained, but
specifically the emotional content, the type of words that people naturally use to express their emotional
state. So what kind of words are you looking for in tweets?
Well, we've got a wide range of it, and the words that we're looking for has been derived from an existing psychological mood test, and so that allows us to look at about thousands of mood words.
Like
for example, I'm very sad, I'm angry, I'm at ease.
So if most people, based on the Twitter mood analysis, are happy, there's a good chance the stock market will go up that day?
Well, that's not what we were expecting. We were expecting that if the market goes up, then afterwards people will be happy about it. If the market goes down, then afterwards people will be sad about
right.
it. And so the student walks into my office, and I still remember this vividly, and shows me these two curves. And that was Weena Mao. She's a co-author of one of our recent papers. And she said, well, I sort of plotted these two curves. One is the Dow Jones. The other one is one of our mood signals. And they overlapped. And I said, that's great, but that's entirely to be expected because, as I said, you know, market does well, people happy. Market does poorly, people sad. And she said, well, it's not happy, sad. And that made me think for a second. And I said, well, why? What is it? And she said, it's calm versus anxious. It's a different dimension of mood. And that kind of surprised me. And then she said, and there's one more thing you should know. I had to shift the mood curve forward in time by 3 or 4 days to have them match up. And that told me at that point, I realized, well, that means that the mood state is actually predicting the Dow Jones. And that's when we both, you know, sank into our chairs a little bit. And that's when I told her that this is big. This is astonishing.
So how accurate is it?
We found that 3 or 4 days out, we have an 86.7% accuracy in predicting whether the Dow Jones is going to go up and down.
Wow.
We tested this for a particular period in the fall of 2008 for 2 or 3 months.
Which was a dark period in the, on Wall Street, obviously.
Right. Also a very volatile period. But we decided to test it specifically for that period because if it worked for that period, then we figured it would work for later periods as well.
Do we know why a general mood would affect the stock market rather than, say, basic economic fundamentals?
Yeah, our research doesn't actually say anything about that. But my sort of best conjecture is that these user communities have become so big that a lot of investors are actually involved on Twitter, and somehow they may pick up on the national or international zeitgeist, and then unconsciously perhaps that works itself into their investment strategies.
So, Johann, will you guys make day-to-day research publicly available? And in other words, I mean, presumably investors would want to know what you're finding out, right? So then they could choose to invest that day or choose to pull their money out that day.
Yeah, I guess that could be done. Of course, you know, we're scientists, so we're not interested in making a quick buck on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We're interested in what this phenomena tells us about the social and economic relations between what these online communication environments and real life and real world economic outcomes.
Can you just give us a little tip? Where's the market going to go in the next 3 days?
I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen.
That's Johann Bohlen. He's an associate professor in the School of Informatics and Computing at Indiana University in Bloomington. His research looks into the correlation between tweets on Twitter and the value of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Johann Bohlen, thank you so much.
My pleasure. It was great to be on the show.